If you drive west on Ashby Avenue, just before the road meets the sea, you come to a lot with an Art Deco building and a tall radio tower. The two-story building opened in 1937, and it was one of the first in the Bay Area to exclusively broadcast radio live. That's why the California Historical Radio Society, CHRS, has called the place home for the past 10 years. But that's about to change. The building owners have raised the rent on the nonprofit, forcing the Historical Society to find a new home.
Anybody listening to me now, radio has something to do with their life.
That's Steve Cushman. He's the president of CHRS.
It helped them. It got them through a bad time. It brought them hours of enjoyment, or still does.
Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure lay at the end of every trail.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
The Society preserves radio history in different ways. It has a digital archive of old radio shows. It publishes books on radio history. It even hosts clinics on how to repair old receivers. Mostly, though, the Society serves as a place to go to if you just want to geek out over old technology. That was true for Cushman, who fell in love with radio in college. He studied broadcasting under Henry Leff, a performer known for his rich baritone voice and wit. Here he is in a 1949 crime series.
Mallard, what in the name of the San Francisco Police Department are you doing up here on Telegraph Hill?
Working, Candy, in the name of the San Francisco Police Department.
Here, with these people who are making the movie?
Yeah, how about that? Me, a lieutenant.
Henry's love of radio inspired the young Cushman.
In his office, he had a glass case, and in there was an old Atwater Kent radio and a Cathedral radio, very similar to these. And I thought, oh, wouldn't these be nice to have? And now my collection is about up to maybe 1,500 radios.
Cushman stopped collecting his own radios so he could focus on the organization's inventory. Now, in the old Ashby building, that collection is an impressive sight.
We have tabletop radios, and console radio phonographs, military radios, commercial radios, shortwave radios, and we have W6CF, our ham radio station.
And then there's the broadcasting equipment.
16-inch transcription turntables, audio control consoles, to even a record-cutting lathe.
Some equipment even dates as far back as the 1800s. But now, it's all going into storage. On a Saturday morning in February, Cushman and a team of volunteers are packing up boxes. One volunteer with gray hair stopped to admire a large photograph of Charles Harold, the first person to air a radio broadcast.
Looks like from a Frankenstein movie, doesn't it?
Harold's work ultimately became KCBS, San Francisco's number one news station.
He started this up, and of course he didn't have a whole lot of listeners, but it was a small start to something that became very, very big.
The California Historical Radio Society has raised more than $700,000, but they need to raise another $300,000 to purchase a building in Alameda. They have until the summer to get that money. Cushman says that the problem with organizations like CHRS is that most of the members are almost as old as the technology they're trying to preserve. As members pass away, their knowledge goes with them. That's why it's so important that the younger generation gets involved.
If I bring a class of 30 kids through here, and I lift up my cell phone and I say, "What's this?" They don't even say telephone, it's your cell phone. And I go, "No, it really is a radio."
Cushman thinks many students don't understand the point he's trying to make. But in every class, two or three do.
And if they walk out of here, you know, remembering something or taking something with them about how cool this old stuff is, you know, I think we've done a good job.
Listen again next week at this same time.
For Northgate Radio, I'm Dorothy Atkins.